We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Let's just make a quick review of what we learned till now. The Mishnah said, "Machlokes of Tafen and the Chachamim, if how much do I pay in Rishus HaNizik of Karen?" The Mishnah says that the Chachamim say, "You pay Chatzin Nezik. Karen always pays Chatzin Nezik. Karen pays Chatzin Nezik in Rishus HaRam. So therefore, pays Chatzin Nezik in Rishus HaNizik also." If Tafen says, "No, I have a Kav HaChayim." If Karen pays Chatzin Nezek, where Shein V'Regel doesn't pay Chatzin Nezek, which means Shein V'Regel's part in Rishus Rabban, Karen pays in Rishus Rabban. Chatzin Nezek, Kol Shkein, that will pay in Rishus Nezek, Nezek Shalom. Because if Shein V'Regel don't pay in Rishus Rabban, Nezek Shalom, they pay nothing, and Karen pays something, so Kol Shkein, that Shein V'Regel pay in Rishus Nezek, Nezek Shalom, that you would end up paying in the
Koskin
the Shen and Regal
pay
Nezek
Shalom
in Shusha Nezek. That the Kenan should pay Nezek Shalom in Nezek Shalom in Shusha Nezek. Fine. So now, so Rav Tavin said, that's what Rav Tavin's Kavachayim is. The Chum said, Dai, love him in his Kenadin. You don't make your Kavachayim to be Mechayiv, you more. That's it. So now, the Gemara said, could it be Rav Tavin doesn't hold of Daya? It has to be that he holds of Daya to say Sakasim. The Gemara said, no, you're right, Avadi holds of Daya, and Daya would not go Kavachayim. But the only time Daya next to the Kavachayim, if it's not lacking out completely. If the whole kavachayma, if the whole existence of a kavachayma, if daya is going to come and not the whole existence of a kavachayma, we don't say daya. That was really the members in the Gemara. And the Gemara brought a raya. The Gemara said that so really from whatever the Gemara was going on with Shechina and this and that. Then the Gemara went and said, "What are you talking about? I have a mandama that says daya that knocks out the whole kavachayma. Where is that? By tumas, by a zov which saw shech v'zer. We know that a zov." Everything that a Zav sees, everything that comes out of a body is Tamei Maga Uba Masa. That's a Zav. A Zav Tamei Maga Masa. Shech Vezeh is only Tamei Maga. So, therefore, the Gemara had a Shala. What's with a Zav that comes out of a Shech Vezeh that comes out of a Zav? The Gemara had a Tzad to say that a Shech Vezeh that comes out of a Zav is not Metamei Be Maga Uba Masa. So the Gemara said, no, I have my number that says Metamei Maga Masa. And over there, he's saying it al Kavachayim. And over there, the Daya really can knock out half the Kavachayim. And there'll still be somewhat of a kavachayma. And still you see that you don't say, still you see about, you don't say daya. So you see that there's such a mandama that it doesn't hold of daya at all. So I said, no, maybe there's no such mandama because the whole kavachayma is just for masa. And therefore, if you'll say daya, you'll not get the whole kavachayma. So therefore, we're back that everyone holds, everyone agrees to daya. So now we're just, for a little bit, the Gemara is just going to say, where is there such a mandama that says that Sheikh Vazara of Azov is mitame b'maga u'b'masa. Fine, that's all. Talk to him all like 8 lines from the bottom. Uman tana de shamitle. The ama shich v'zeh shal zov mitame b'masa. We do have such a man the ama that says that shich v'zeh v'zov is mitame b'masa. So the ma lo yabalez v'lo yabishu. It's not yabalez, it's not yabishu. The tanan.
And not
b'maga. We wouldn't have such a man, let's see such a man the ama. We don't find such a man the ama. The tanan. Shich v'zeh shal zov mitame b'maga. Is mitam maga ve'ena mitama b'masa divrei Rabbi Elazar. So that's one mandama that says it's takana mitam b'masa. B'shua I'm af mitam b'masa. So he says it is mitam b'masa, but why? Lefishi ef shabalei tzechzu chaziva, because it's not possible without tzechzu chaziva, which means it's not possible that the shech v'zeh should come out without some pieces of zav in it. Again, we today don't know the difference between zera and shech v'zeh, carry and zav, but the mole. Monida explains the difference. So now, so he's telling you that since it's impossible, so Ad Kan like Amr Bishua Asam, Bishua said over there the reason why it's Metame B'maga, because Elashiyav Shabalait Sechzuch Ziva, because it's not possible that the Shech Vazayah should come out without some Ziva to it. Halavachi, but if not, if it would be possible, light. So you see that Shech Vazayah itself that comes out of Zav is not Metame B'maga, B'masa. What? No, Reik. That was Reik. That was Gzeis Akasa. Sheikh Vazeh wasn't. We didn't know. So Sheikh Vazeh, we were misopic because then that was the whole thing. Because maybe since it's Tomei for in itself, not over there doesn't. So we don't have a man the Amar Devaila that tells you that Sheikh Vazeh Vazov is Tomei b'maga u'b'masa. I'll find you a different town at the Tanan. We learned the Maila Mehan. There's three Shalish Avis Atomas. Sheret, Shech Vezeh, and Tamei Meis. greater than that is Zoivoi, Shalzov, the Zoiv of the Zav, Miroika, and the spit of the Zav, Meshich Vazaroi, and the Shech Vazara, Umei Meiraglov, the Dama Nido, is Metaman Beim Mago Beim Masa. See, you see the Shech Vazara of the Zav is Metaman Beim Mago Beim Masa. So, I see that there is such a tumma, there is such a man armor that says the Shech Vazara is Metaman Mago Beim Masa. The Gemara Bedilma Hachanami. Maybe over also. It's not really Shech Vazera within itself. It's because the Shech Vazera is not possible to come without Shech Vazera. But if you could come out with a Shech Vazera below Shech Vazera, then maybe Anachanami, you should be.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be. So the Gemara, let it say Zoivai Shel Zav Shech Vazera. Why does it put Maisha Diktani Lo Gabe Reikai? Why does it put it after Reik? Because it's good for learning to have a break. That break is metam magav masa. So too over here, it's a mele have him on the armor that says that shech vazer that comes out of his zayiv is metam magav masa. What? Yeah. Lemaisa, we're in a gay today. So Amala was taka scary. They were excited to being tummy. Forget ladies. Men also were excited to being tummy.
They can't bring a
carbon. Today it's Negeah, the Esav Yashiv. Sometimes a soldier has to go up to Abbas. So you have to go to the mikvah before you go to Abbas. You can't just go to the Abbas. Right? So the Esav Yashiv, who should go to the Abbas? So the Yashiv said, so it's very Negeah. So if you're a Zav, you don't know if you're a Zav or a Valkyrie. You don't know what you are. So the Yashiv said that. That what?
But you can go to the Habayis at all.
You're not allowed to go to Habayis. Let's say B'kuch Tafashas. Let's say there's a Yid that died there. Well, it's not so posh, you're not allowed to go. It's not so posh. Which part you're not allowed to go, which part is the real Habayis.
Isn't maybe there no today? Tumei Tahari today? We're not able to keep ourselves Torah B'chlal. What's the purpose in going?
No, what do you mean?
The Tumei Mesh is not allowed to go to Harabai.
Right. Right. Oh, no, so you go to the mikveh, whatever.
Because the mikveh doesn't help you.
Okay, I'm saying, but over there it's not possible, I understand. You have to do whatever you could to try to be metai yourself. So Rabbi Yashim said, Avada, or someone that's only Sheikh Vazera, only Kari, and not Zav. That means, I mean, now how are you supposed to know that? You can't know that. So we name on today that you're not Tumei Zav. We name on that you only Tumei Kari. So Rabbi Yashim said, but if there's a chashash that you're Tumei Zav, and you have to wait 7, go to the mayor, you have to do all that. So again, I don't know what the Kuvah Tafashas was.
How was he dealing with a sub? So I'm saying, you don't know what it is. It's a fusion of some sort. So, I'm saying.
So why don't we say that you always have?
No, but I'm saying, well, you have not a clue what.
There's no clue what it is. So, Mayor, what?
I'm just saying, it came out of people, right? So, what is.
So, why should it be different today?
All of a sudden, it's not coming. It
oh, that's a good shot, though. What happened? I mean, like. It came out then, so well, now all of a sudden it doesn't come out anymore. We say, okay, it's not Tumei Zav. What do you mean?
If you're a Zav, you're Mechusik Kapara. You can't go anywhere to Harabai.
Yeah, so Harabai is
asking.
If you wait
7 days to go to the mikvah, he's still Mechusik Kapara.
Again, but you have to do as much as you could. No.
Yes, so send someone who's not a Zav.
That's exactly what Yashua was saying. You have to send someone who's not a Zav, but let's say we don't know. So then we have to wait 7 days and then send someone. But the Mitzvah is normally not negate, because what do you mean waiting 7 days? What's going on here? You know that in 7 days there's going to be an accident over there?
Are we not Bakir Bechlal in Tumei Tahara today? And we can't keep ourselves Torah Bechlal?
So it's not a vote of not Bakir.
It's only like a Bechlal that we can't write, and we can't be Matar.
So we are Bakir, we can't be Matar, but you have to do as much as you can.
So, I mean, even though he might become a Tumei a minute later.
Sure, but still, right then, I mean, yeah, whatever we're discussing over there.
But what's the chiluk? I don't understand. If a person's Tumei Meis, he has the same Isur if he's also a Tumei Zav.
That's true, but he has another, it's a double Isur. So you have to protect him whatever he could. Okay. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, that's why there were a lot of, they built up a lot of houses, and they saw there were many, many mikvahs in regular houses, people's houses. Yeah, because you'd be going to the mikveh, I mean, especially a Kayin?
Yeah, because Kayinim was
helpful. Kayinim was mamish like, I mean, anything they touched, it was mamish. Yeah, there's mitzvahs that it went away because the bunch of, yeah, whatever, we don't understand these things, but since we can't be mechapa for it, so the bunch of took it over. I took Miss Mace, yeah, okay, fine.
I'm sorry, you have the same news, the same
problem. Yeah, what happened? Oh, so for there we say that we're not really kafa. Yeah. Zakh the Gemara. Okay. So we're back to the Dayas for this Ahmed. Amalai Rav Acha Midifti Le Ravina. Yeah. It could be not. We don't know. Amalai Rav Acha Midifti Le Ravina. Rav Acha Midifti came, told Ravina. I have a Tana that doesn't dash in Daya. Say again, we had Reb Taffin that doesn't dash in Daya, but we explained that was only because it wasn't going connected to Kavachayma. To mean knock out of Kavachayma, you can't say Daya. But if the Daya is not going connected to Kavachayma, Kavachayma will still be standing, we'll say Daya. So you might say, I have my Dama that does say Daya, even though it doesn't knock out of Kavachayma. What's that? The Tanya. Mapitz b'meis minayin. This is the halacha, is like this. We learn out that Tefillas Kelim from Midyan, the Kelei Midyan. That was the way Baruch Hashem was mechayiv. That's what Tefillas Kelim is with the Raisa. You cannot go into a men's mikveh and be metayer your, I suppose you could, but many, many times you can't go to a men's mikveh and make the mistake and just metayer that Kelim in a men's mikveh. That's not legal. It has to be a regular kosher mikveh that a woman could go into. Because it's midaraisa. Tefillas Kelim is midaraisa. Pashtas.
You mean most men's mikvah is not kosher?
Midaraisa, especially you're going in there when the filter's on. I'm saying whatever. You have to be careful. You have to make sure. Yes, many aren't. Yes. So therefore, it's much more expensive to have it. Much more. It's more expensive to have it than it should be kosher for everything. All that. But kitzur, it's like this. So what do we have? So now. So over there it said which kelim needs tefillah, taira, that's beged v'chol kli'ar. Mapitz is not part of beged and not kli'ar. What's a mapitz?
Mat.
Like a mat. So it's not part of, it's not a keli. It's not a kabel anything. It's not. So therefore it's not beged and not kli'ar.
There's two kinds of mapitz.
So now mapitz.
One that has tarmik from one that doesn't.
Yeah. We saw a lot of it in the Gemara Sukkot of Chav over there. The Tanya, mapitz b'meis minayin. How do you know that if mapitz became tumas mace is the greatest tumor, oil mace, the time oil mace. So therefore, touch the akaponim. So how do you know that's mitan? Vidinu. Uma pachin ktanim shetayim bezov. Pachin ktanim which are tore by zov. Zov is not mitama pachin ktanim. Why? Because there are three ways to be mitama: maga, medris, and
masa.
Hesed. Moving it. So maga, it's not metame, because it's so small you can't put your finger inside. So therefore, you can't put anything inside. So therefore, it's not metame, but maga. Maga has to be, you have to be touched inside. Hesed is, oh, 1 second. So medris, because it's not really to lay on it. It's small clearly, not really to sit on it. And hesed is also learned out from there, from Lashon Magus, and said Lashon Magus, therefore, if it's not Shaykh by Magus, it's not Shaykh by hesed. Fine. That's what Rashi explains. But anyways, so that's why it's not metame bezov, but still it's metame b'meis. And mapitz that doesn't have the tumah bezov, it's metame b'meis because meis is so chamum. And it says whatever Rashi learns out why it's metame b'meis. Mapitz metame bezov, mapitz that is metame bezov, ain't a dinch metame b'meis. Isn't it a kolshkein that it should be metame b'meis? Fine, it's a kavachan. And then we go ahead and we continue on. The kamaisila bein l'tumas er bein l'tumas shiva. And we're going to learn out Tumas Meis is Tamei Shiva. So we're going to learn out from the Kavah Chayma that once it's Matamei Meis, it's also Matamei Shiva. So what do I see? V'ma'ayimahani Kavah Chayma Tumas Erev. Let the Kavah Chayma just help with Tumas Erev. V'hani Daya Lafuke Tumas Shiva. And Daya should say that it's not Tamei Tumas Shiva. That means, again, we said that Daya, everyone agrees that Daya knocks out part of a Kavah Chayma. Can't knock out a whole Kavah Chayma, can knock out part of a Kavah Chayma. Over here, just knocking out part of a Kavah Chayma because it's telling you that Shiva not, but it'll still keep that it's Tomei. So Mela, have a Kavah Chayma for the Tomei and knock out the Shiva. So Mela, what's wrong? Why doesn't this man, how does the man Dama hold that it's Tomei Shiva? Daya should stop it.
What's the Gemara leading up to Elamai?
We have such a man Dama.
So you see that you could.
Back Shvet to this, here we started a Taif and can't hold of Daya because we had a Bryce, we had a Zeis HaKasu. And we said, no, everyone has to hold of Daya. He have a man Dama doesn't hold of Daya. So Amalai, he told him, Kvayomen Alei, what's the next word?
Rav Nachman.
No.
Chume.
Yeah, how do you know that? Oh, good. Yeah. Very tricky over here. It's not Rav Nachman, it's Rav Nachume. have to be makbid and saying the right name because he's the one that's the Dovah's Bekevah. Nechume Bezachaya. Nechume Bezachaya. How do you know it's Rav Nachman? Well, they have it. I'm sure they have. They bring. Oh, you mean? Oh, they just say over there. I'm sure they have rayas. It's the Ketuvah. The Ketuvah aside from
that.
Yeah. Yeah. They have the Ketuvah aside from. There's a many. It could be Rav Nachman or Rav Nechemya. Normally, that's the names that when you say Reish Nun. Rabbi Yisrael Nechume. Okay, fine. So he told Abaya, Amalei Abaya. He has to have the Abaya. This question he has to read to Abaya, Amalei Abaya. Tana mi mapitz b'sheyas ma'isila. What we're learning out. We're trying to learn out mappets from mappets that became Tamei Sheres, not Tamei Mes. And over there, it's not going to be 7 days, Bechal. Tamei Sheres is only one day. Mappets, B'Sheres, Minayin. How do you know mappets is Tamei B'Sheres? V'dinu. U'ma pachim t'anim sh'tahoyim b'zov. Pachim t'anim sh'tahoyim b'zov t'mei b'Sheres is Tamei B'Sheres. Mappets are Tamei b'zov. And it didn't say Tamei b'Sheres. So that's my Kavachayim. That should be Tamei b'Sheres, not Tamei b'Mes. Elo, mappets b'Mes, Minayin. So therefore, it's not 7 days. And therefore, it's a regular kavachaim, and I can't say daya because daya is not going to go for kavachaim. Zok to Gemara, Ela mapetz b'meis minayin. How do I know mapetz b'meis? Nema beged or v'or b'sheretz. V'nema beged v'or b'meis. Ma beged v'or amu b'sheretz. Mapetz tamer boy, just like beged or amu b'sheretz. Ma beged v'or amu b'meis. Mapetz tamer boy. So Mela Watts, I don't have it in Kavachayim, I'm learning Xer Shava. Now, I'll have, once I have Xer Shava, you don't ask. The whole Gemara doesn't start. The whole question was, Daya, this, that, Kavachayim. There's no Daya, there's no... Right. So Gemara, but it has to be Mufna. It has to be that it's open. What does that mean? That Xer Shava, what do you say?
It has to be extra.
Extra, right. Xer Shava is, normally it's just the same two words here. Fine, Xer Shava. But over here, we're going to say that it has to be that it's open. One side is open. What? Dilei muftim, because not open. Ikal amifich, you could ask. Malasheret shekei metam b'chadashom. Toim amei she'eni metam b'chadashom. Sheretz is metam b'chadashom. Very small amount. Toim amei she'eni metam b'chadashom. Meis has to be a kezayis. Ela b'kezayis. So maybe I have a pich on the zeh shav.
Maybe you can't
let
it out.
So therefore, it has to be open. Once it's open already, then you don't say pichas. So the Gemara,
I have new. I mean, I understand it has to be mufta, but typically the Zereshav is a mustari, right? That's what it is.
Yes.
So then, if you're a mustari, so then the whole thing of mufta means that you're trying to find out if it's not mufta, you can't have it.
Because even the mustari, there was shit. We have mustari in all the Menhagim, right? One guy is this, one guy is that. These things were shaky. So once we know it's mufta, we know for sure it's a good... We have a pech. You see, sometimes it's machlokes in this also. He had the Messiah, he didn't have the Messiah.
Because exactly. All we have in summer are the words. For which word? If you have two words, it could be a different
place. Which one is it open for? Mechti. Sheretz iskish l'shech v'zer. Sheretz is a hekish l'shech v'zer l'chziv oy isha shateitze. That's what Meshich was at. The Samach Lay, next to that says, Ayisha Shehiga B'chol Sheretz. And over there, and made like this. V'chsib Meh B'shech Vazeh, Bay Shech Vazeh, it says, V'chol Beged V'chol Alayim, Ashi Yol of Shech Vazeh. So it says over there already, Beged V'chol Alayim. And so Ayba say, Beged V'ayim, the Kassar Rahman B'Sheretz, Lamali, why does it have to repeat? Why does it have to say, Beged V'ayim, Bay Sheretz? Shema Amino, Laf Nu Yeim. Obviously, you see from here that it's open. So since it doesn't need to be said by both of them, so one of them is extra. So since one of them is extra, so Mela, even though you have a picha. But it doesn't matter because it's extra. The words are extra. It's good for to teach you even with the picha. No, make the Gzei Shav. Zogti ma, v'akati mufti mitzad echad, so Mela, what does it come out? It's mufti mitzad echad. Holy, nechalamanda, I'm mufti mitzad echad, l'meidim, eim, meshivin, you can learn out and you can't ask. That's good, chap it. Elamanda, l'meidim, eim, meshivin, l'meidimanda, when it says that you learn out. And you could ask if it's only mufnim mitzad echad, what can you say over here? It's only mufnim mitzad echad, and there's my number that says that if it's mufnim mitzad echad, you still could ask. That's not good because over here it's only mufnim mitzad echad.
And you have a percha.
Yeah, you have a percha. The mother meis nami afnu yem mufna meis. It's also mufna. It's not only mufnim mitzad echad. It's mufna two places. Mechti. Let's see. Meis ishkis l'shich v'zeh. Meis is hekish to shech v'zeh. The chsiv, v'negeh b'chol tomei nefesh. Oya shetaitze mimanu. Sheikh Vazeh over there. The Tumah Sheikh Vazeh. V'chsiv bei b'Sheikh Vazeh. And b'Sheikh Vazeh it says, v'chol beged v'cholor. Ashi yalav Sheikh Vazeh. So it says over there already, beged v'cholor. Right? So beged v'cholor, the Kassar Rahman of Meis Lamali. Why does it have to say beged v'cholor by Meis? Shema amino, lafnu yei. And v'hai mufnu shneit stadens. Therefore it's open for two sides. So over there, everyone agrees that once it's moved them to two sides, you don't ask any questions, and it is lemei devei meshivin. You can't ask any questions. Fine. So b'kitza, so we're back to that. It's not a kavuchayme b'kitza. You don't ask any questions from daya because not working with kavuchayme. It's zeh shava, and that, yeah. We had this already such musagim during mino v'oiki basra. What does it mean? It means a lot of times, I mean, when you're learning out something from another, it's either you're learning out just the halacha that it's tameh, and now it's included in whatever you bring from, let's say, sheretz to meis. You bring that, I didn't know that by meis it's tameh. Once I know from sheretz it's tameh, now I'll include it in the tumas meis. What's tumas meis? Seven, whatever the halachas of tumas meis is. Oil, right? That's what I'll do. Or I'll take everything what it's learned out from Sheretz and just dump it over here.
Isn't that what we just did?
One second. So that's machlekes.
They were both to the same stadium.
No.
Either you...
I'm going to take everything, all the dinim of Sheretz, and bring it here, which means it's not going to be time of Ba'ayel of Meis, it's not going to be Tumah Shiva of Meis, it's whatever you took, take it completely.
Right.
Or I just take out the din. Tameh. Now it's Tameh. Now I put it into Meis, and whatever Meis has, this is what's going to have. Okay? So what do I do when I'm taking something, I'm learning something out from something else? Do I go ahead and take all the halachas from over there, bring it to here, and it's not going to really include in the halachas over here. It's going to be a isnam, vimazukt. It's isnam?
Exception.
Right? It's going to be dafka, these halachas. That means all the halachas of Sheretz are going to be by Meis itself. Or I just take the tumah, the literal, the tumah Sheretz, and now that it's tameh, I need the klal, zehu, and then the rest of the halachas are going to be whatever Meis is in the Meis.
Which one is
all?
Which one is
daimina? So over there, what does that mean? That means I'm going to just take out the tumah, and then I'm going to learn the rest of Meis, so then it's good. I take it literally completely. Every single, all the halachas, so now what's happening? What am I taking out? I'm taking out that it's only Tumas Erev. How do I know about Tumas Shiva? How do I know that it's Tumas Shiva? If I'm taking out just Tumas Sheretz, so how do I know anything about Shiva? Zakti Gemara. Because I have a pircha. I have a pircha of Tommy Mays, oil, sorry, is Kzayis, and Tommy Sheretz, Kadash.
What are the two learning going back?
Sheretz
and
Mays.
Sheretz and Mays? Of Mappets? The Mappets?
Yeah. So I have a pircha to this Kzayis Shavim. Zakti Gemara, my Yavah, my Kram, the Chibastem Big Deichem, the Yom HaShvi, so it's a Kzayis HaKasav. So Mela, you don't say doin me no me no. You don't say that I just learned out Sheretz v'zehu and it'll only be tame.
Why not?
You that over here, but when it comes to doin me no, that could be other places. Fight someplace else.
No,
over
why
here,
why didn't I say the club? But I also have a separate drasha. I have a pasuk that tells me a specific halacha.
That's what I'm saying. So I have a pasuk that teaches me.
But SMI do say doin me no.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Right.
But over here, not.
No, Mela. Even over here, but I just have a specific halacha that I learned from the pasuk.
Oh, okay, that's what we mean. So, kids, we don't say doin me no, me no, to tell you that it's not, that it's tumah, we say that words, that it's only tumah's Arab. That's like tumah shayat, that it's only tumah's Arab. We're telling you, no, it's completely, it gets a din as mace because normally, doin me no, me no. But over here, and you would ask a pich, and it'll be a good pich. But over here, this was in the zach of Chabastim Megdechem. Chabastim Megdechem, that is Tomei Shiva, and therefore every Meis is Tomei
Shiva. Maybe it's only Shiva, maybe other dinamics doesn't have.
No, because the way you learn is that's the inherent property of Tumas Meis. If you have Tumas Shiva, then you automatically have all the other debts.
Yeah.
You can separate
it. Could be. So now the Meisa, the Tais is bothered. Why don't you just learn that from a Kavach Chaim? Right? Here what's going, you want to know where you learn that from, so you have a Kasha. But why can't I learn that from a Kavach Chaim? Like we had earlier. That's his answer. Okay, fine.